and for all, everything you're doing and what you're bringing. Today we have History Makers. They're going to be, so if you're in History Makers, children, you can, you're dismissed. They'll meet you at the back door. And there they go. That's children are always exciting. That'll be really exciting. But this is exciting too. Tyler Young, you want to come on up? Tyler Young is going to share with us this morning. Born and bred in Arkansas. Right? You're from Arkansas. Yeah, amen. Carlisle before here, I think. So we're really excited about Tyler and what's going on in his life. And he's a Jacksonville fireman, Jacksonville Fire Department, and he's been working there for several years now and growing and getting promoted and doing everything that young men do. So, and I believe today, like, this is a big deal, Tyler, you sharing with us and what God's doing. So let me pray for you, okay? So, Father, I just thank you for what's happening, what you've done, all these decades that you've invested in Tyler's life, and that right now, Lord, that he's going to release things into our lives. And God, I just thank you for the harvest that comes, that what you're doing, your purpose and your destiny for Tyler. And God, we just open our hearts now to hear your voice and to receive all that you're wanting to release into us through Tyler. Amen.
All right, is this, I think I turned it on. All right, we're good then. I was actually thinking about it. If you don't recognize me, if you put like a t-shirt, shorts, and a baseball hat on, that's how I normally am. My wife was like, well, you're starting to teach, like, we have to increase your number of nice shirts. So it went from 0 to 3. And so now I'm at this place where, like, you're going to see the same shirt multiple times throughout the year. I'm just going to let you know. Trying to figure it out. That's my wife's side of things. I'm just like, a t-shirt's great. You know, it's comfortable. You can do so much in it. And if it gets dirty, toss in the wash. You're fine, right? So, but as I mentioned, my wife, Shelby, we've been married. It's going to be 9 years this year. Gosh, I know you're saying I don't look that old, but I'm telling you. But, yeah, we got 3 boys. They tear up my house on a regular basis and drop elbows on me and wrestle and hurt me all the time. So not looking forward to that as we get older. But, yeah, I've been going to this church, I think it's like 15-plus years now. And I remember back when I was first started coming here, I started working for Tim and Kay, and I remember getting my 16th birthday, I went and got my license with Tim so I could drive the trucks later on throughout the year. So just grown up here, love every minute of it, and excited for my boys to get to grow up and experience the same. And you get to hear the crazy hunting stories of how people almost died or injuries happened. So just excited about that. So me and my wife have been helping with the youth since I've been in youth. I grew up in the youth, kind of just went straight from youth to helping with the youth, and then we manage it and just have enjoyed every moment of it. We get to see kids grow up. The biggest thing that I love about it probably would be that we get to see kids grow a foundation with God, right? And not just get to see that, but get to see how it progresses out through their life. And so I'm at that point now. I'm like, oh, they were there 10 years ago. I am so old. Turn 30 next week, guys. It's just downhill. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Like Pastor Allen said, I work for Jackson Fire Department. Been there 6 years now. And it's been a blast. You know, it's wild. I get to do what I do here, really. I get to speak into guys' lives. People come to me asking me questions about different things, how to respond. And so it's been a big joy to get to do that. And so, all right, so I'm going to be talking kind of along the lines of what Daniel talked on last week. Daniel brought a great message about relationships and results, and it's just to see how he's applied it to his life and how it's affected his life. That's where it's at, right? It's not just teachings that we're bringing y'all that we don't have a whole lot of backing. He had a teaching that has results, like he said. It has good fruit. And so it is, I believe what he said, it's life-changing information, you know. Especially that's why I believe every time I try with the youth, I want to give them stuff that they can apply and grow into, right? And so that's what we want today. We want to give you information that y'all can apply and that we can grow into that, right? Because we believe that God has great things for us. We've always believed that God has placed us specifically here for this time and this place so that we could have impact, right? And so bear with me. I'm always a paper guy, and God told me, Tyler, you need to start branching off of using your computer. I said, okay, so I'll try. But like I said, very similar to what Daniel taught, just through how it impacted my life. And what's crazy is, and me and Daniel talked about this only after he talked, and we've been interacting in the past couple months, but we've gone through almost a similar path with this, right? Just how God has used us and taken how we look at relationship with him and how we watch that grow. Just everything that Daniel taught on, I was like, oh my gosh, that's happened to me in the last 5 years. That's how God's taken me. So today, my goal is for y'all, is for me and Daniel to lay out this blueprint of how we can start walking this out in a deeper way. My goal every time I get up here is just to give y'all information that you can adjust and apply to your life specifically. That's why there's thousands of books, thousands of teachings, because not everyone's the same. And so things that Daniel brought, if I tweak it a little, it fits perfectly in the place where I'm called to be, right? So that's my goal. But about 5 years ago, like I said, God, I was at a place that really I knew I wasn't supposed to, like, called to be. Like, how I figured it and how God spoke it to me was I was at a place in my life that didn't match up with the way that God saw me. In my life, you know, physically, Daniel talked about, I was not in the shape that God called me. It was affecting my work. It was affecting every bit of my life, really. Marriage, we were good, but we weren't where God had called us to. Ministry, I was just in constant turmoil about, because I felt this weight and pressure constantly on me, and I couldn't figure out how to fix it, you know. I felt like I needed to fix this, but I didn't know how, and I didn't know what to do, right? And so I was just getting overwhelmed, and it was getting to a place that it was just extremely unhealthy. And I really had no idea where to start, and, you know, didn't know what to do in my life at that point. Then something, and I say it's probably one of the best things in my life happened. Me and Shelby got pregnant with our first boy, Dawson, and I remember back to that time, it was exciting, it was all this stuff, and then about 2 months before, I think it hit me, you know, I'm about to be a dad, what the heck, I don't know what I'm doing. I still ask my dad stuff, like, how am I supposed to do this? And just took a real deep look at my life, and it, like I said, was not matching up where God had made me to be. Right, it wasn't matching up. With God was speaking this, and this over me, and it wasn't. It was off. And so I remember just talking to God and going, God, what is happening here? What do I need to do? Because it's obviously not in line with you right now. And so He just spoke to me and said that I was looking at the wrong picture. My focus was off. You know, like, if you're going to, and I use, like, analogies that make sense to me, but if, like, I'm going to shoot something, like, if I'm hunting and I'm going to shoot something, if I don't get in the focus of it, I could be looking all over the place through that scope and never find what I'm looking for, right? I got to get it in the area and then find it. And so you see that in those videos. They're like, it's straight in front of you. It's like, I don't see it. Go to your left. I don't see it. And they're like, you just see, you can watch them in the videos. They're like, And you're like, oh, man, it's right there. How do you not see it, you know? But it's different, you know. So, but just talking to God, and he's telling me, and he really spoke to me. He said, Tyler, I want you to refocus, and then I want to be the measuring stick for this. I want to show you how to walk this out. And so, again, I didn't have the language of, like, results in a relationship. I just knew that something wasn't right, and he wanted me to start here. So, and I wanted to be at a place when we had our son to where I wanted to teach him how to walk with God, how to hear God. I wanted to be at that place to teach him, right? And so I was all in. I was like, God, whatever you're telling me to do, I'm going to do it. And so started working out. Didn't know what I was doing, you know, never really had worked out before. So I'm like trying stuff. I got stuff at the house I'm using. And then about 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, I look at myself. I'm like, no results. Nothing's changed, you know. And like that happens all the time. You know, I do that a lot. Like I'm like, I should have been the fittest person in the world by now. Like what is going on? And so feeling discouraged and really wanting to give up. And I think that a lot of times we get to that place that we have a vision, we have a goal, we have a place that God's going to take us. But whenever the results don't line up with the timeline that I think it should, then all of a sudden God's not faithful, God's not good, and I'm not supposed to be here, right? And so started getting that discouraged thing, and just heard God say, Tyler, your timeline's off. He said, you're one day closer. Every time you do it, you're one day closer to where I have you going, right? And it sounds like small, but world-shaking for me, right? I was just completely destroyed about this. And so for months and months, just I would say one day closer. Every time I'd get done working out, one day closer, and I'd walk in. And I've done that consistently for about he's turning five soon, so about 5 years now, right? And just stayed consistent with it. And I've done stuff that I would have never done before. I go to this gym and they have workout competitions, which my brother-in-law Brian Souza does. And actually, he started coming with me. Me and him were talking about it. He started coming. And so Aaron Shelby goes now. But I did three competitions. Never would have done that. Had no care. That's not me, like going out and competing. Me and my sister, Kirsten, ran a 5K this year. Never would have ran anything. I was not a runner. Like before all this, if I would have tried to run to the bank of the Ozarks, I would have probably died. Like y'all would have found a body laying up there and you would have gone, good effort, man, I guess. I don't know. But that's how he got, it's progressed. It hasn't been easy. I think that's the biggest thing, you know. At times I feel like I thought it was just going to be like walking down the road, no problem, you know, straight path. But, you know, there's been a lot of stuff that not just I had to overcome, but I had to learn. I had to learn how to do things. Brian, he doesn't frustrate me, but like he's so good at this stuff and I can't do it. And like I stay at the house, I'm practicing for months, and Brian just walks up and goes, oh, I think I'm going to try this. And he does it first time. I'm like, Brian, get away from me for a little bit, please. I need a moment. But he's amazingly good at that. And it's been fun getting to see him do that and apply himself. But I'll stop bragging on Brian. But so I walked this out, right? And then slowly I started with the physical, just physical fitness. Then I went to just my relationship with him, and I wanted to know about him more. And so I'm like, I gotta read the Bible an hour a day, and God's like, that's not a great starting point, since I was starting at like twice a month, you know, like an hour a day, like that. That's not where God's like, hey, how about? And he took Psalms 23. And he said, for each day, like if it's the first of the month, you read the first verse. And then you write down what I tell you. And I was like, one verse? Like he's like, well, when it goes to 12, you'll do 1 and 2, or you'll do 1 and 3 for 13. And I was like, well, it seems very small, but I did it, and God, and I still do that, and God's expanded upon that. And out of that, he's just released so much in my life personally that it's changed my life forever, for sure. And it just started with probably, that takes me like 30 seconds to read that, right? And so, but again, progressively, this continued through my life. Now he has me reading books, and I'm listening to podcasts. And like, it's not something that I have to do. I'm just so drawn to it, right? Because like Daniel said, the results of what he's having me do, that the fruit of it is amazing in my life. And that's not me. I don't want y'all to think I'm bragging or anything. It's impacted me, my mood, my happiness, my, you know, I walk in joy. I enjoy going to work, or I enjoy coming here, or it's changed how I look at stuff, right? And it's gone to ministry as well, you know, with our youth ministry, and it can get discouraging. At first, I was looking at numbers, and we've got about 6 to 10, and I'm like, it hasn't changed for a while. And for the longest time, I was so discouraged, and so, like, I didn't know. I was trying all these things, trying to grow, and then one day, again, just him speaking to me, and he goes, hey, man, what about if you just focused on how you're impacting them? And like foundation. And so completely changed how I looked at that and how we even structured youth, right? And don't feel that discouragement anymore. I don't feel overwhelmed when I look at the ministry. And I feel very encouraged because I'm seeing change. I'm seeing impact. I'm seeing their lives actually get pushed to a new place. And it's so encouraging to me. But like Daniel said, like, what it is I took what God spoke to me. I had a relationship with what God spoke to me. I applied what I felt like he said, and the results, right? And through this journey, I mentioned it a little bit before, through the journey of all these things, what's happened is whenever something's not working, I'm able to see it, right? It doesn't have the same fruit. It doesn't have the same results. And like even youth, we've tried a few things, and I've been like, hey, let's try this, and we've gone after it, and it hasn't worked. And I'm okay with that, right? And what we do is we adjust. We go, all right, God, so what about now? And we apply something else. And really, like I said, it's taken a sacrifice in my life. You know, it's not easy. A lot of days when I go to work, I don't as much anymore because we have stuff at work now that I can work out, but I used to get up at like 4:30 in the morning to work out before I went to work. Man, I don't care who you are. No one likes getting up at 4:30. Like, you know, like, I have no care to get up at 4:30. My alarm goes off, and I'm like, what is the point here, right? It goes off, and then lately the boys have been coming in at like 5 o'clock. I'm like, guys, we have to figure this out. 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning. But like I said, that's where God had me. God told me, this is what I need you to do. And so I did it and continue to see results. And it was not easy, you know. I think about it, it was very difficult for me to want to do that, right? 4:30, again, I'm not a morning person. You guys, my wife, like, I get up and it takes me like 2 hours and then I talk to her. I don't talk to anybody. I drive to work in silence. It's so nice, like, quiet, you know, peaceful. And Shelby is at times a morning person for the most part. And so she's like, what's the plan for the day? I'm like, wake up. Still doing that, right? Still working that one out. But, you know, it wasn't easy, you know. And it took me walking this path out with God. And every time I felt like I remember God speaking to me one day when I was like, God, this is by no means easy. Walking this out relationally with people, with figuring out ministry, with figuring out life, really, and work. And even when I first started my job, this was like newly when I was brand new to the job. Started a new career, like I said, and it did not come easy. Like, I don't know how many tests that I didn't pass. I was so stressed out. And it just, nothing physically, mentally, nothing came naturally. And I was like, what? Because I come from a place that a lot of stuff comes naturally. Like, I can kind of figure stuff out. Nothing. Nothing was happening. And I'm like, God, I don't understand this. And then, but he told me, he wanted me to go to paramedic school. And I was like, it took me 3 tries to pass EMT school's test. I have no care to do this. But felt like he told me to do it, so I went after it, and it was one of the best decisions I've done at my job. Like, I love it. Love it. God's used me. I've prayed for people in the ambulance. I've done just all types of stuff. It's been getting to mentor people at how to get through it, how just getting to speak into people's life. It's been wild what God's done with it. But any time it got hard, I remember what God told me is, man, you're making a path, right? Anytime it got hard with the relationship with God, you're making a path, and there's people that I love that, you know, aren't following God right now. And he said, you're making a path, and maybe you're making this path to where people can come back to me. Or you can have a opening to speak to people's lives so that they can encounter me. And so it's not easy. It is a sacrifice, but the what can be gained is well worth that, right? It's so worth getting to see that change in people's life. I don't know how many, you know, you see Pastor Harvey, he's ate up with change. Like he's all the time telling me people he's prayed for getting to see healed. It's because you're getting to see something, right? You see something happen. You see that the price of praying and him pursuing that is well worth, because the outcome, the fruit of what he's seeing is amazing, right? And I think that the same with us, right? Serving with the youth, serving with the children, you know, usher team, they pay a price, you know. It takes time, it takes effort, they have to do a lot. But you know what? If someone gets saved or something happens, they played a part in that, right? They're part of that. And so truly believe that God's, as we pursue this, that we're making paths for other people, right? I believe that as I pursue God in fitness and relationship with him, that as my boys get older, that it's going to be that much easier for them, right? They're going to be able to not just start from where I started, but they're going to start where I'm at, right? I get to give them insight. I get to give them a place, you know, to where they can encounter God, or even if they want to pursue something, if they want to do a sport or something, I can go after that with them, right? Because I want to be with them. I love being a dad because I get to daily encounter those guys and teach them, right? They're so active. They you know, teaching them to clean up sounds small, but as they get older, the fact that I teach them to clean up after themselves, to respect what they have, to take care of what they have, to believe that God gave them that, and so it's their responsibility to keep it, maintain it, and walk with it with God, you know. And I don't always do that right. I don't always do that great, but that's something I get to teach my boys, and they can do it better than me. And so I really think that this is key, you know. Looking at relationship with God and taking that and applying what he says, and then looking at the results. And looking at when the results don't line up with who God said I am. God said I'm a good dad. God said I'm a good pastor, ministry leader, that I'm good at my job, that he's called me to walk in physical fitness. So whenever something doesn't line up with the image that God has painted about me, then that's when I take it to him and say, hey, the result's here. And it's not on his image that he's painted. It's not on the image that he has of me. It's from where I need to adjust, right? And so I've done that over the past 5 years. And even last year, I wanted to start a side business. I forgot about this. I wanted to start a side business, something I had extra time and effort. And I just wanted to build something, right? And looked at probably 5 or 6 different things. Nothing, like, I never felt God say yes. And finally one day he said, man, I just want you to focus on me. So I want you to go up to the church one day a week. and I cleaned up the youth room one day, or I sit there and read a book. But just started doing that about a year and a half ago, and the difference in my ability to lead just from reading books and what God's grown in me is night and day from when I started. And I believe that he's going to continue to do that, right? And I just think that as we do this as like a church, we're going to see our city impacted, right? That's the biggest thing. There's so many people in our city, so many people that we know that have tried so many things to make them happy, so many things to bring joy and life into them. And we have an answer for that, right? We have relationship with God is the thing that brings happiness, right? And so they've tried everything. You look at the world, it's wild. I you know, as a working on the fire department, we have an ambulance. I pick up people most of the time that are just completely broken, like suicidal, like teenagers trying to kill themselves, broken families, individuals that have been assaulted by their partner, like all this stuff, houses that have burned down, everything, right? And they're broken and they don't know what to do. And so relationship with God is the key, right? And so as we seek this out, I believe that God's placed us in Cabot so that we could have an answer for these guys, right? So that we can speak to the school district, so that we can have a voice, so that we can pray for them, right? Praying for the school district, praying for people who work in Cabot. Let's start this relationship with God, because I believe that we're called to have an answer for these guys. I don't believe that we're just meant to live life and take up a seat, but we're called to have answers. We're called and chosen by God, and we're called to seek the harvest, right? And so people are dying, literally dying to have a relationship with God, but they don't know that that's what they need. And so as we seek this and go after it, we can be that answer. There's been multiple people recently, just by me pursuing a relationship with God, that they come to me and ask me questions. Nothing crazy has happened, but what has it done? It's opened a door. I heard this song that said, when a window closes, God, you always open a door. And so sometimes when it feels like the time, we miss the timing, or we miss something, we got to remember that God's the God of the impossible. That door will open. And so whenever it feels like those family members are just completely untouchable, that I'll never be able to have impact on them, I'll never, as I do life with God and I do life with them in the way that God has laid out, the blueprint that God has for me, I'm going to have impact, right? I'm going to, there's, God's too good of a God to allow it, right? And so as I seek him, as I know that he's a good God, that he has good things for everyone, and he's called and chosen everyone in here, everyone, right? I can walk this out with him. And so day by day, what is it? Some days, you know, the people that I feel like God's called me to have impact on, I don't see a change. I'm one day closer to seeing that, right? I'm one day closer. I just keep that in mind. And then sometimes when I get overwhelmed, I feel like God said, all right, Tyler, reset and refocus. And sometimes I think, I especially think as a church, now's the time that we're kind of in that, all right, let's refocus. Let's relationship with God. That's my focus. That's our focus. As we focus on that, impact comes, right? We're building a foundation so that we can have impact, not just in the city, but in the state, right? And you know, Pastor Mohan, he believes it, and we believe it, and we're going to walk in that. And so that's pretty much all I had for you. I'm going to pray for us, and we're going to have ministry times. But the biggest thing I want to take, there's like two things. I want us this week to go to God and go, God, show me the image that I am to you. Let God put his glasses on and look at your life. And then when you see areas that are outside the lines, go, God, how do I adjust? What do I need to do? And then continually check those results. Check that fruit. And if it doesn't line up, come back to God. It's so simple. Like my boys, like when I'm teaching them to walk, hey, man, you know, here's how you do it. You know, I'm trying to help them. They fall down. All right, let's try again. right? I don't beat them, right? That'd be terrible. But I teach them. It's teaching. It's learning. And one day at a time, we're getting one day closer every day. You know, no matter what it is, we're getting one day closer. So one, go to that image, ask God to show you that image. Second, ask him how you adjust where it's out of line. And third, just enjoy it. It's such an enjoyable process. It's I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not saying that there isn't sacrifice. But after 5 years of sacrificing time and energy and pursuing him and having things that have hurt me, or I've seen the fruit of it, and man, I can tell you, it's changed my life forever. I'll never be the same because of it. And so I highly encourage y'all. Y'all are amazingly gifted and powerful people. And I believe that as we apply these things to our lives, that God's going to explode. And it's not going to be something, the math of how the impact that we're going to have isn't going to make sense, right? It's not going to make sense, which is going to be awesome. And so I'm going to pray for us and release us, and then we're going to have ministry teams. Pastor Allen, do you have anything to say after? Okay. So I'm going to pray real quick. So dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for just letting me get to talk and share your heart and how you just drastically changed and impacted my life, Lord. I just ask that you just speak to us, and that no matter how small it sounds, how we just take what you say and we apply it this week. And I thank you for all these guys and people just coming today and just pursuing you, and us just getting to do life together and do family together, Lord. I love these guys. I love this church. I love the people here. They just, the way that they care about me and my family, I just thank you so much. Amen. Pastor Allen.
Come on, let's all stand up. Chris, you beat everybody. Thank you, Tyler. You know, Daniel last week and Tyler this week gave us an assignment, called us an action. And I love the way it is. Do this, and then enjoy it. So this week we're being asked to think again. God, how can I tell where my picture, the way my life is, isn't the picture that you have for me? And that's our assignment this week. So we have ministry teams up here that would love to pray with you and talk to you and the Lord together. So this morning, no matter if it's a physical thing in your life, an emotional thing, relationship, whatever need you have, you want to bring to the Lord. That's why we have ministry teams. They want to pray with you about those things, okay? And he gave us homework. So next week, I'm speaking, and I'll be checking up on our homework that he gave all of us. He and Daniel gave us the same homework, really, in 2 weeks in a row. And I love the way that Tyler said it. I like the way you said it, Tyler. It's like, okay, Lord, I know you have better things for me. What in my life right now isn't the better? And then taking that to the Lord. That's something this ministry team would love to pray with you about too. Take it to the Lord. Okay, Lord, what do I need to adjust? Reset, refocus, right? Is a great word. So, Father, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for all you're doing in our lives and the kids' lives and your plans for the future and for what's coming. So, God, I just thank you for what you're doing. Today, I ask that you'd give us courage to look at our lives honestly and hear your voice. And, God, hear you. And, God, I just thank you that you encourage us that we're not stuck here, that we're not powerless, God, that you're just waiting to help us. So I just thank you, King. Amen. All right, God bless you. Thank you for being here this morning.